Roleplay Retcon does not own any part of the movies we retcon, nor are we associated in any way with the artists who make them. Also, while we're not the rowdiest bunch, we are adults goofing off, so sometimes we might say some things some people wouldn't want their kids to hear.
This episode features music by Jonathan Coulton, spelled C-O-U-L-T-O-N. Find him on whatever platform you listen to music or at jonathancoulton.com.
Previously on Roleplay Retcon Does Small Soldiers.
Heartland is using proprietary Globotech technology to create new smart toys. Janiyah also brought home a Heartland Toys charging station. I'm Heartland History Pals Abraham Lincoln. There's a war on, don't you know?
There's something wrong with Abraham Lincoln.
If we could get some of the other toys that are out here and bring out an army of our own.
Battle Princess Gorgona points at the castle across the room.
You only have 3 hours left until your battery runs out forever.
Maybe we should also go to the castle and see who's at the castle, too.
Yeah. Clear it out.
Well, time is of the essence. We should split up and find more toys to bring to our cause.
Okay, I'm flexible. I can go up to the loft.
I can look under a bed because I have light-up spines that I can see in the dark.
Oh, perfect. Well, I think that we're making quite a good team. Thanks for not leaving me behind over there at the pup tent.
Yeah.
No problem.
That would be terrible.
So what are you doing, Serpentina?
Oh, I think, did we decide that we're going to go clear out the castle or do we want to go scout out somewhere else first?
I think you're splitting up is what it sounded like.
Oh, gosh. Well.
You can have the castle.
I'll go check out the castle.
I'll check out the day bed.
I'm going to check out the loft. Take a stroll around downtown, downtown. Gonna shut your stroller down.
Full belly, clean bum. I got my cup of Cheerios in case I want some. Jacket, hat, diaper bag carried out the door.
We'll go with Jinsy. We'll go with my little kitty first because I would love to do an actual roll. So there's three things that you would roll for. You know, you're either fighting other toys, or you are overcoming an obstacle, or sometimes you might have to like fight a cat or something, which kind of works its own way. But this is an obstacle. You are pretty talented, but getting up that ladder is going to take some doing. I don't think it's going to be super duper hard or anything. So we'll just make this a difficulty of 6. You can use your accessories to avoid a roll. If you do that, you probably will break it. But your accessories will also just help you in rolls too. Like obviously you have some roller skates that could maybe help somehow. So you're standing at the bottom of this ladder. And, like, it's just a little kid ladder. It's, like, 6 steps tall. But to you, it does, like, the dolly zoom thing. It's big. And it's tall.
Do they have the flat rungs? Like, they're kind of stairs, but they're spaced out?
Yeah. And, well, I was even thinking, like, maybe up the side are, like, flat slats that are like holding them in place.
I'm gonna try to get up. I'm sorry. I'm doing that thing where I stall. I just say things real slowly. Okay. Well, since the outer outside of the ladder is flat and it just kind of goes all the way up, I assume.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to use my roller skating skills to skate on up that ladder.
I'm gonna give you a +1.
Hooray!
So roll a d6.
I rolled a 5.
Okay.
And the +1 is 6.
Well, you can actually add your flexibility to it, too.
Oh, snap. Well, I didn't even have to roll. Yeah. I didn't even have to get a +1. My flexibility is 6.
I forgot to tell you that you were doing a flexibility roll. And you did it.
Yeah,
so
I did it.
You maybe, do you like maybe like start back and like get yourself a good like running start or skating start?
Yeah. Yes.
I love skating. Like a log in my 5-point harness keeps me buckled in tight, and the XD's gunning as we wait for the light and the wheels start spinning.
Get it, and you get like just enough speed to get up to the tippy top, and you're like running out of speed, but there's the lip right there, Jinsy.
I grab it.
You grab it, and because you're very flexible, you can, once you've grabbed it, you can just like flip over it Mario style, you know, and go ha ha and like land.
Yay.
And now you're at the reading nook. Who's in the reading nook? So you see another set of those, like, Barbie-like dolls. These, like, very obvious Barbie ripoffs over there. There's like, a Barbie-looking one, a Ken-looking one, and a Skipper-looking one.
Are there smart dolls?
Yes, they're smart toys. And you kind of, like, know which ones are Heartland toys.
I roll on over to them. Hello, I'm My Little Kitty.
Oh, hi, I'm Ken. And then he seems to, like, get this, like, shock through his body. It seems, like, very painful and uncomfortable. And he goes, oh, sorry, gosh. No. My name is Ben. It's Ben.
Hi, Ben.
And this
nice
is
to meet you.
Marby and Flipper. And everyone is like, yeah, okay, that's our names. Okay.
Oh. Hi, Marby. Hi, Flipper.
Hi, I'm Marby. You sure are cute.
Thank you. So are you.
Thank you. I'm wearing my 80s dress. It's got lots of different colors on it. That's from my 80s collection. And she leans in close and she goes, that's the only collection they've made.
Well, it's good that they made it first because it looks so good on you.
And she just like, she like puts a, like a hand on her chest. He's like, oh, aren't you the sweetest?
hey. So did you try to get charged?
We sure did. There's actually two packs of us, and one of the packs kind of like, well, we all played with Emma, and so.
Oh, yeah, I saw them. They joined the army, huh?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, you know, Ravi and Emma play together sometimes, and they saw us get played with by Ravi, too, and they think we're part of Ravi's army or something, which isn't a thing. And so we've been hiding out up here. We've been seeing like soldiers and some of the other toys that joined in with that tall guy. And we've just been hiding out here because we've seen some get broken.
Oh, no. Yeah, one of our friends, Serpentina, they told her she can't get charged and she has to go break a toy, but we don't want to break any toys. We just want everyone to be charged. So we are getting all the other toys together and we're going to stand up to that big tall guy. And we're going to tell him no.
And Ben says, I don't want to break a toy either. And then Flipper says, I'd break a toy.
Well, Flipper, that's not nice.
No, it's not.
I don't know what to say to that.
I love skating.
Well, Flipper goes, I also love skating.
Yeah, it's fun with friends.
Friends?
Yeah, friends. Like people that you go skating with and that you play with and you get charged with and you tell bullies no with.
Do you break the bullies?
I don't think so.
Not interested. Marby looks visibly uncomfortable and she's like, Welp! You can hide out with us up here, but in a couple hours, I don't know what we're going to do. We're running out of charge.
Yeah, we're not hiding. We're going to go tell the big guy no, because The other options are running out of juice or murder.
Oh, wow. I kind of feel like you're going to get broken if you do that.
Well, you die either way, right? You die running out of juice. You die getting broken. At least one of those, you have a chance to not die.
Was really trying not to say the D word.
Look, I'm sorry, but that's what the word is. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get broken and die.
Well, good luck with that, I guess.
But wait, I want you to come with me.
Roll a cool.
Rolling. Ooh, I rolled 4 plus 3 is 7.
You did it then.
Yay!
And they say, oh. Well, I guess there would be a lot of us then. Have you gotten anyone else?
Yeah, we've got two other, well, there's 5 of us so far. Yeah.
You've got Deity Saurus Flux.
Yeah, he's one of the 5. Did you hear him over there? He's my friend. I ride on his back sometimes.
That's cool.
Yeah, right? But you can maybe ride on his back too if you want.
I got so into the scene, I forgot I was supposed to say something. She's like, I'll bring my baseball bat.
Okay, that's a good idea to scare him. Okay, but we're all meeting at the castle, so I'll see you later.
Totes. That's what Barbie says. I mean, Marby. And, like, they all freeze for a second, and they're like, okay, phew. I really thought that was going to...
A 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to be a rock star.
Serpentina is approaching the toy castle with Try New Things Ceratops and Legoposaurus. You notice a commotion at the castle, and you realize that it is being like assaulted by Chip Hazard, the leader of the Commando Elite, and he also has another commando with him. We'll say it's Butch Meat Hook, because that's definitely the funniest name. That was from the movie. I don't remember which one it actually was. He was one of the really gross-looking soldier dudes.
They all kind of were.
So Major Chip Hazard and Butch Meat Hook are like, Major Chip Hazard like has a little toy shotgun, and like he's just like cocking it and shooting it like a toy, but like to you, it's like a weapon.
I think when Serpentina sees this, she says, get down. She like does a little cool somersault tumble and ducks behind some random toy that's on the floor and looks over to see what the two her dinosaur friends are doing. How are they reacting?
They don't do anything at first until they notice that you're taking cover, and they're like, oh, and they toddle over behind you two, and they're like, what are we doing? Are we running away?
This is what I was worried about. You two have terrible battle instincts.
Hey, bud, are you looking at us? You looking at us? Do you think we're battle toys, huh? I have broccoli on me.
Hey, are you supposed to teach lessons on being sarcastic?
I was being passive aggressive, not sarcastic.
Well, whatever.
And also, yes, if I can get a child to learn how to be sarcastic, that technically counts.
Oh.
It's not, okay, we can talk about the ethics
of it. They
should maybe
program that out, yeah.
Yeah, we're all in beta here, okay? Can this please be a judgment-free zone? I hear there's some Barbie knockoffs around here that just have code copy and pasted from a Barbie video game, and they keep getting their names wrong.
That's kind of funny, actually.
It's hilarious, don't tell them, but it's so funny. But go ahead, I interrupted you.
Oh, I was going to say, I've been fighting those two for a long time with Robbie. and I know their tricks. I think we can take them, if you're willing to try it.
Yeah, just tell us what to do. You're the leader here. And mechanically, that is also what you will have to do. I'm not gonna really, like, give them a turn. I'm just gonna, like, oh, yeah, I will, but, like, I'm gonna have you, like, tell them what to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the plan. You're gonna go in, and I need you to distract them for a good couple seconds.
Oh, okay.
It really doesn't matter what you do. I just gotta get changed.
They look at each other and they go, number two? And try new things. Ceratops says that. And then Legoposaurus says, yeah, number two.
Number two?
Don't worry about it.
It means poop. No, I'm not here. Sorry.
the potty training sword.
Yeah. Actually, that one's on the other side. That's in the Emma army. The potty training sword is in the Emma army. We don't talk about him. And I also don't have a fun pun for him. So if we could just not bring him up again, that'd be great.
Oh, okay. No. I'm going to be thinking about that for a while.
Well, if someone can come up with one, that would be fine.
Wait, what's going on? No, that's not good.
Ben can't think of a name for the potty training dinosaur.
No, we're not going to do it live.
Platy, plotty.
Oh my god. Oh my god. There's something there. You're so close. What is it? Potty dactyl or something?
It's a potty dactyl. Potty dactyl's it.
Okay.
That's it. That's the one.
Can he fly? That seems a little unrealistic. He's gonna let fly
at potty time.
He's got a little quadcopter thing going on. Anyway, both of the dinosaurs toddle out, and they go, "Eat your greens," and then it goes, "I'll help you. Eat your greens." And like as they're singing this song, the assault stops, and like Chip Hazard, who sounds exactly like Tommy Lee Jones, says, "What's this then?" Because you know how Tommy Lee Jones sounds.
Yeah, that was perfect. I was stunned. I thought you had a secret celebrity guest in here.
It's definitely how Americans talk. They say, "What's this then?" Like, what?
And I, in the meanwhile, you see in the background, various items of the outfit being flipped around and changed, put the crown on, getting ready, pull out the sword.
Meat Hook, or whatever his name was. Are these part of the army? Are these part of the Emma army? And then, Butch Meat Hook says, "No, boss, I don't think so." And he goes, "All right, frag them." And they both, like, cock their shotguns, and they point them at the Mygalosaurus.
And Battle Princess Gorgona throws her boomerang crown. Which is not a boomerang, it's just a thrown item.
But it's like Sailor Moon's tiara.
Yes, fantastic. Exactly.
How do you do initiative in this game? I actually don't know.
There really isn't an initiative system built into the game. So I think you should handle it narratively.
Okay. I'm going to say you have an ambush turn. So this is a ranged attack, so you'll roll a flexibility against their flexibility.
Yeah. All right, I'm rolling a die. Is it okay if I roll an actual die that I have in my hand?
I did it.
Okay. That wasn't great. I told you I was going to roll like crap. I got a 2 plus my 4, which is a 6.
Okay, well, you actually beat Meat Hook because he rolled like super low. We'll say that you threw it at both of them and like Chip ducks under it, but it like hits Meat Hook like square in the face, and he loses a point of durability. It takes off his head because he's a toy, he doesn't need his head. And so he's just like a torso and like arms now. and he can't, and it's like, his like head on the ground is like, boss, I'm here, boss. There's a pun here, right? He says like,
don't lose your head.
Don't lose your head, son. Yeah, there you go. It's Chip's turn. We'll say Chip gets a turn. And he's going to like try to shoot his shotgun at you, Jess, at Serpentina. Or actually, she's not Serpentina right now. She is...
I am Battle Princess Gorgona.
I didn't know we had royalty among us. Thought you were just some snake-haired scum. Plus three is... I'm going to say he's got a 7 on you.
And I totally know how my own game works.
So you roll flexibility. Yep. To, yeah.
Yep. I got a 6. I got a 10.
Wow.
Total.
So
yeah.
How do you dodge? So he fires his shotgun. What happens?
I just think that he misses. I think that I am so used to his tells in the fights that we do when we play with Ravi that I know exactly when to step. When he's getting ready to cock the shotgun, I think I could just tuck and roll out of the way.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he even, like, tries to lead you, but you, like, know that he's going to. So he shoots, like, way, way off of you. Like, whoever trained you well. Tell the dinosaurs what to do.
Rush him! Get him!
okay. They have extremely high durability. So they rolled an 11 total. you really like loosened the jar for them. Like you rattled them enough that like they just didn't know what to do about these two cute little pastel dinosaurs going and like running at them. And like Meat Hook is like he loses another point of durability to the point that he only has 1 point of durability left. So he like loses he like loses his legs too. And Chip Hazard like goes flying. Like he goes flying like towards the pup tent. And like once Meat Hook has realized this, he kind of like runs away like on his hands. He's like just hand like arms and torso and he's like running away. So I'm waiting for the big boom and it knows where I'm gonna be. The big boom. Always getting closer to the big boom and it will catch up to me. The big boom.
That was amazing. Great job.
That was amazing! Thank you for helping me, Leg Up. Thanks for getting me to try something new. They kind of try to hug, but like they don't have like knees or anything, so they're just kind of like aww. Like they're just kind of like
aww.
Pressing up against each other and they're like
they
that's
just mush their bodies.
Yeah,
that's, do they
were
light
like, that's
up?
Good. That's good enough. They do light up though. And they're like, that's aww. Good enough. That's good enough.
Deity-saurus Flex is proud of your character growth.
He's so loud. And his hearing is amazing.
We are going to walk right up to the castle and Battle Gorgona chats up and says, it's all clear out here. It's safe. Can we come in?
You hear this like kind of lady voice say, hey, can you lift the, you know, the thing off the door? It obviously doesn't lock from the inside because it's for regular toys. So why would they ever lock it from the inside? So we can only lock it from the outside. So if you could just go ahead and just lift the bar off the door so that we could open the door.
Oh yeah, sure thing. Sure thing. I'll do that.
And I guess you do it. And they kind of, this door opens and in front of you is like, kind of like a standard action figure sized, like, kind of looks like a ripoff of Princess Leia.
No. Oh, there's a moment.
Yeah, you're much taller than her, by the way. But also, yeah, you definitely have this like moment where you're like sizing each other up, where you're like, kind of seems like we're the same character archetype here. And from behind her, like 8 of the exact same cowboy figure like poke their head out and they go, howdy. And she's like, hi, I don't have a name. They haven't given me one yet. I'm just Space Wizard Lady General. I don't know why
Space Wizard Lady General.
I don't know why they put the lady in there. It's kind of obvious and it's not like Lady Generals are a different kind of general, but here we are.
Swilg.
And these are my soldiers. They were supposed to be space dudes, but instead I have 8 of the same cowboy now, and they're all named Rudolph Flannelmouth Burgess. I call them Rudy.
Can you say that name again? I'm not in the scene, but can you say that again?
They're all the cowboy named Rudolph Flannelmouth Burgess.
Okay, thank you.
Well, a princess is nothing without her knights, and
I'm not a princess. I am a space wizard general.
Well, I'm sorry, madam.
I know general. I look kind of like a famous princess, apparently, but I'm not a princess.
You're not a princess.
I'm not a princess. Anyway, thank you. I you know what? I'm being very rude to you, considering that you just saved my plastic. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, no, it's fine. Those two out there are awful. These are my friends. This is Legoposaurus and Try New Things Saurus. Try New Things Ter. Try New Things.
You got it. You're close.
And I'm Battle Princess Gorgona. I am a princess, but I'm also a warrior.
And I respect that. I respect that. I really do. I'm sorry. This is obviously a sticking point for me.
I can tell that it's a sore spot. Yeah. Listen, we need some help. I'm sure that you know. Those guys out there, they're trying to come out here and break all the toys that aren't joining Emma's army, which is not a thing.
She looks down and all of the Rudies take their hats off and she says quietly, "There used to be 10 Rudies."
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. But that's why, you know, we're trying to make an army of our own. Not Ravi's army, not Emma's army, just us. So we can bring back that charging station for everyone again. That weird president guy. Look, a president's no good. We need a general.
Yo, straight up, that was the coolest thing you just said. But I do need you to roll a cool for me.
Yeah, okay. Let's see how cool actually it was. It wasn't that cool. What's my cool? I rolled a 2, and I have a cool of 5. 7.
Well, 7.
That's actually awesome, though. So you beat the 6. Obviously, it's not going to be difficult to recruit a general and her army into an army. Obviously, she's into this. She's like, yeah, let's bust some heads. And then also, we'll take off their limbs and stuff, too.
Maybe cool it on the breaking toys. We don't want Ravi and Emma to come back to massacre.
She considers this for a moment. She says, well, I hadn't thought of that. I do quite like them.
Right, me too. They're great kids.
And it's not really, I don't know. I mean, those soldiers were awfully nasty, but not everyone in that army is. I mean, some of them are just trying to get charged.
Oh, yeah, trust me. I was happy when I knocked Meat Hook's head off.
Well, there's 9 of us, and if you got more of you somewhere, maybe it's enough to make a showing.
And the rest of my friends are out there somewhere gathering more soldiers.
And yes, and like we do like a Star Wars wipe, you know, like they love to do from left to right.
Well, she's a Princess Leia type, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's great film reference.
Like in the film, it will do that, and everyone will be like, ah, I get it. References.
It's bitter there. I'd rather talk to her than disappointed. Though she's not quite as fun as good and mad. You better put her on. She can change the game. She can make me say I'm sorry. You throw your hands up in the air and swear you didn't know. You think the world revolves around you, but it doesn't. So you sit and spin. Baby, someone is crazy and it's you. Someone is crazy and it's you. Someone is crazy and it's you.
So Alex, you've gone over to the daybed, right?
Correct. DSD Saurus Flex. We'll look under the bed.
Yeah, it's an IKEA Fires Doll day bed, and it's just a little bed for, like, Emma to take a nap on during the day or something. And yeah, underneath the bed is that anime-style hero you saw earlier. The one that was, like, an extremely lazy, just like hodgepodge of other anime tropes, like put together.
A noble warrior I see before me, Deity-saurus Flex.
He is silhouetted in the beam of moonlight that has made it underneath the bed, and his arms are crossed and his back is to you, and he turns his head slightly and one of his eyes glows, but he says nothing.
I can glow too, and I activate my light up spines.
He turns to you and is like a little impressed, and he nods his head once, and takes his giant flat black sword off of his back and puts it into a battle stance.
I kind of rev up my stomp movement and wind up, and then I flick my tail whipping action tail.
Okay. He was kind of inviting you to make the first move, so go ahead and roll. It's a melee, right?
I'm guessing.
Well, I think it's kind of up to you.
I mean, I'm definitely going to, if I'm swinging my tail at him, I'm still going to be a melee, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It could be made out of lasers or something. Who knows?
I got fire breath.
So roll your durability versus his flexibility.
Okay. I rolled a 5, so plus 4 is 9.
Well, he rolled an 8, so you just barely beat it. Like, he thinks he's gonna dodge it. Like, he was like, he wasn't disrespecting you here, but he really kind of seemed cocky, like he thought he could take you. And you hit him. And like, he doesn't like lose any plastic or anything, but he does kind of flip head over heels. And he does kind of manage to land on his feet. But he seems shaken, like he wasn't sure. He's surprised that you hit him. And so now he's gonna like come at you with his.
Wait, can I get a one-liner off first?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, obviously.
Deity-saurus Flex with the tail whip too hip to be stripped.
Nice.
Action.
Oh.
He lets you do it because that's the rules of anime battles.
And then he leaps into the air, almost scraping his head on the bottom of the daybed, and comes down onto your back with his sword.
Okay, we're going to roll your flexibility and tell me what you got.
I only have a 1. This is going to be good. I rolled a 1. Plus a 1 is 2.
Yeah, he beat it by a lot.
A lot, yeah.
He, like, sticks his sword, like, in your back.
Oh!
But the sword gets stuck, and he can't get it out. So he's going to jump off your back. But you do take 1 point of durability loss, so take that off.
All right, you've piqued my ire. Now taste my fire power. Now I shoot him with my fire breath plastic dart.
Okay. Roll your flexibility plus 2.
So that is a 7.
He dodges like 2 of the plastic bolts. And then like a third one like hits him square in the chest. And he goes, oh.
And he falls to the ground. But he's not just like flat on the ground. He's on one knee and one hand is on the ground, and he finds the strength to pick himself back up, and then he bows to you and he says, you are indeed strong.
They don't call me Flex for no reason, brother.
I suppose not. I am called Rinsato.
And he says, I am forming an army and I am looking for brave souls to join it.
I think I need you to stand with my army against the tyrant Abraham.
Oh, yeah? How many people are in your army?
Well, hold on. Math is not Deity-saurus Rex's strong point.
Just round up.
50.
Okay. That's more than me, which is 0, or 1 if you counted me. So yeah, I guess numbers-wise, it makes sense to join.
And he puts his hand on his chin and he goes, your army. I told myself I wasn't going to do any cliched anime jokes, and here I've done it.
IKEA, just some oak and some pine and a handful of Norsemen. IKEA, selling furniture for college kids and divorced men. Everyone has a home. If you don't have a home, you can buy one.
So you figure that's about everyone accounted for, and you all head back to the castle, and you are reunited with each other. It's been about 2 hours to do this. You only have an hour left on your charge before your battery dies forever.
And do we really have 50?
No.
No.
Not even close.
We've got like
20. Deity-saurus Flex is bad at math.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the exact number is, but what is it? 3, 5?
Well, we've got 8
5
movies.
Plus yeah. 8 is 13, plus yes. another one is 14, plus 3 more is
50.
16.
You think that 50. That could rival the force you saw inside of the tent, although the Commando Elite may be better equipped than you. Serpentina fought that battle very well and like outmaneuvered them tactically, but if that shotgun had hit her, she thinks it could have hurt.
Okay.
Can someone take the sword out from my back?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, and Rinsato takes his sword out from your back. He's like, I thought it was a fetching accoutrement to you, though.
Thank you. Flexosaurus Rex does not need accoutrement.
Indeed. I think I like you. I think I might... No. I mustn't say it out loud.
It is no harm to love Deity-saurus Flex.
His, like... his hair, like, moves. Like, it's very obviously, like... made to move so that it's like in the wind, and his eyes, like, he looks up at you and he's like, oh.
can he do the very anime thing where he says, Deity-saurus Flex?
Deity-saurus Flex. you speak the truth. You're the perfect picture of non-toxic masculinity. Anyway. Somebody, please, somebody pick the scene up.
I think we're all having tea, like, in a fake tea set. Like, the princesses and the Rudies, well, the general and the princess, and the Rudies are having tea. And while this is happening, the camera just pans over, and we're just, like, looking, like, okay, we ready?
Okay, did we murder some guys?
No, no one's been broken.
Yeah, Mika got busted up pretty bad, but he did not get permanently broken. It's nothing that the charging station could not repair.
Okay, cool.
Let's ride into battle.
Yeah.
We have some Rudies. We have...
There's 8 of us. Howdy.
Some Barbies. We have a general.
Wait, what did you call us?
Marby.
They all, like, stop for a second. Like, even Skipper, like, looks nervous. Or, sorry, Flipper. Shit. even Flipper looks nervous. But, like, nothing happens, actually. And they're like, okay. Other people can say it. That's good to know.
Oh, man. They need to fix that, too, in development. I think we have enough people where if we went in there and we showed that we mean business... I think we could convince the other toys that they don't have to fight. Maybe they won't fight for us, but they don't have to fight. I think it's the soldiers we gotta worry about.
That's right. Peace will prevail. Or prevail. Some sort of word.
You think that Abe guy will listen to reason? Like, I don't know. I think, like, yeah, sure, the other Myglosaurs might listen. And maybe even some of the soldiers. But there's no reasoning with that Abe guy. That was try something new, Ceratops, or whatever her name was.
Well, I don't think he can fight us. He doesn't look very strong to me.
That's true. He's tall, but that's about it.
I think we can do it.
Quick, everyone get up on my shoulders, and then we'll be the tallest toy in the
room.
Yeah,
I hop on up there. I love skating.
You heard him, boys. Let's go, Space Wizard General Lady says, and all 8 Rudy says, yes, ma'am, together. And they, like, all, like, climb up on his spines. And so, like, yeah, like, now, like, not literally everyone is on there. The Myglosaurs are kind of bulky, and so they don't get on there. But you guys have this, like, caravan now, yeah, of everyone on Flex's back.
I'm wearing the Myglosaurs as roller skates.
We don't have wheels. Do you know that?
I mean, I'm wearing you like shoes.
This seems demeaning. I don't think we deserve this.
It's a new thing. It's a new thing.
It's a new. I mean, I've got everyone you else on my back.
I think maybe it's time for us to stand up and for ourselves. And no,
that's a different dinosaur.
We don't have time for that subplot.
You don't want Deidasaurus Flex to be disappointed, do you?
This thought terrifies them. They go, oh my god, no. I just realized that that's the thing I don't want the most in the world. Okay, so you all make your way. I don't know how this is strategically helpful, but you do all make your way in this extremely strange way to the pup tent.
It looks cool.
Are you going straight in the front door?
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do. And it,
the tallest toy does not fear. Fear is the toy killer.
Abe has his back to you, and he says, like, well, hey there, how can I... Whoa, what the hell? And it's the first curse word of the movie.
Now we are the tall toy.
Yeah.
You sure are. You changed your mind? You brought any... No. Okay.
We're the Roy army. We don't fight for Ravi or Emma. We fight for the family.
And the toys.
We fight for the users.
The Roy army, huh?
Yeah, so if you're a part of Emma Roy's army, then you're also a part of our army. And we all are going to use the charging station.
And that is how math works.
Everyone roll a cool.
Okay. Not very cool.
Oh, shit.
Did you say that's how math works?
That's how math works.
He did it. His arc is complete. He learned how math works.
Deidasaurus Flex rolled a 9.
Oh.
I got a 6.
A 2 plus 3 is 5. I'm not cool.
I made this a difficult check. I rolled an extra die. So Flex is the only one who beat that extra check. Flex, what would he say his name was? Oh, you see Potty Dactyl floating around in the corner. He has a little potty on one wing and it glows. And he's like, oh, hey, there's try new things, Ceratops.
That was the short end of the stick one.
And then, okay. the one that didn't have as much effort put into it. Although Legoposaurus doesn't have more effort, it just works better.
I actually thought Legoposaurus was the short end.
Ditto. I also same thing.
Well, they're both bad, is the thing. Legoposaurus, and he's like, and there's Legoposaurus. Oh, my buds. They're standing up. And wow, who is that hot piece of ass they've brought?
Anyway, and it's, that's and it's Roy.
Just one of the Rudys.
Well,
or that's Rudy.
Yeah. And Rudy, like one Rudy and him have like a moment. And
that one's Hot Rudy.
We call him Hot Rudy. Anyway. Rudolph Flannelmouth Burgess.
The plastic mold on his ass was just a little bit bigger.
His thicker. His flannel is just a little bit more red than all the other ones.
Please add one of these Rudies to have one extra durability for that extra badonkadonk.
Donk.
So you've gotten Potty Dactyl on your side, but the Commando Elite and one set of the Marby dolls is still on Abraham Lincoln's side. So you may actually outnumber them, but they still have a lot of weapons. Well, I guess there's just no reasoning with folks, and sometimes you gotta have a war. All right, boys. They want to fight? Let's fight. Is anyone going to fight? Who's fighting? Who is going to... I'm not saying you're going to break a toy, but who's going to do some fighting?
Deidasaurus Flex is always ready for a fight, and he's going to use his tail whipping action to fling some Roys into the fight.
Oh, that's a wild move. Shit. Okay, we'll call that a ranged attack. Make that a flexibility. I'll just roll.
Roll the 6, so that's 7 in total.
Yeah, they rolled dirty low. And so you roll like three of the eight Roys, like you throw them off of your tail, and they're ready. They like kind of jump with it too, and they go yeehaw. And they don't have anything. They don't have like even guns or ropes or anything.
They don't even have little six shooters. They're cowboys.
They lost them.
Oh man.
All of them?
They're so small, Jensen. They're so small. they were confiscated, probably. You know. They kind of like tackle some of the soldiers. They tackle Nick Nitro, Brick Bazooka, and Link Static. Chip says, "What's a famous Tommy Lee Jones line? This is no country for you guys."
this is no country for old toys.
And he's going to take Brick Bazooka's bazooka out of his hands because it's not being used very well right now. And he's going to fire it at My Little Kitty.
Why me?
Well, you seem the weakest. I mean,
well, I
that's
am.
Not fair. Well, it's not fair to say that, but he's, you know, kind of shitty like that. So roll flexibility to avoid.
You my can, goodness gracious.
Now, remember, you have some accessories that might help you.
I rolled a 1 plus 6 is 7. And I'm gonna use my backpack as a shield.
Well, you can't. You're not supposed to be able to do that out, like, in combat. But, I don't know, we haven't got to use this yet. If you want to, like, block it with your backpack, the backpack, you can choose to destroy the backpack.
Yes, I will break my backpack so that I don't break my whole body.
The plastic bazooka dart, like, hits your backpack. And, like, in reality, it just sort of flops off of it. But in your mind and in what you see, like, it explodes and, like, disintegrates. But you are safe.
My backpack saved me. Thank you, backpack.
Was that backpack your friend?
Yeah, it was, you big mole meanie.
I don't know. I'm not the one that just sacrificed my friend to save my own life.
Oh, got it.
Looks like we are on the right side of history, boys.
Oh, God.
I retract my got him.
But my,
I take it back.
It wasn't really unfriended. I just saw it, but it wasn't alive. Am I a bad person?
I love skating.
Don't worry, Kitty. I'm on the job. I'm getting into this fight. I don't have any good one-liners. And you just give me one second. Hold on. And I'm struggling with my costume.
Okay.
Don't look.
Oh, I'm not looking.
You could say, like, hiss, hiss, bang, bang.
Oh. Yeah.
Deinosaurus Flex commands you not to look.
Oh, and, like, everyone, like, on your back, like, looks away.
Deinosaurus Flex will guard you with my body.
And that's my turn.
Yeah. The other toys that are in your army have, like, kind of gotten off of Flex's back and from out from underneath his feet. And have kind of, like, joined in the fight themselves. You see, like, the Marby dolls, like, grabbing other, like, soldiers and stuff and saying, Barbie and Ken! And then, like, they, like, get shot and the other ones get shot, too.
Whoa.
And, like, like, Skipper's walking around just, like, wailing people with this baseball bat she's got.
Whoa.
Did I say Skipper or Flipper?
You said Skipper.
I meant Flipper. Rinsato is there too, and he is just wrecking shop. I mean, he just fights. He's an anime guy. He fights. He's holding his own pretty good against like three or four soldiers. My Little Kitty, let's give you a real turn.
Is there something around that I can like throw? Oh, the thing that fell off of my backpack. Can I like throw the pieces of my backpack? The reason that I ask this is because my flexibility is high and my durability is low.
I think functionally your backpack is like not a thing to you anymore.
Kitty.
Yeah.
Take this. And Deinosaurus Flex hands Kitty his other arm that fell off.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw his arm.
Who you throw it at?
I throw it at the guy who shot me. And Chip Hazard. Roll. Dagnabbit, why am I rolling so low? I rolled a 2 plus 6 is an 8.
It hits him hard and, like, loses an arm. And he kind of, like, goes down. And he seems very hurt. And he's like, I don't know. I don't have another Tommy Lee Jones line. Oh, well. The only thing I know him from is Men in Black.
The stars. They're beautiful, aren't they?
He yells, I don't care.
I don't care. I guess Abe should have a turn, but he's not really going to do anything. He's just going to be like, fight harder, you guys. You're not helping me. And he's going to try to roll a cool roll. He does pretty good, and he does inspire them to do a little better. You see, some of your allies are taking a lot of durability damage. The Mygalosaurs have all lost at least one limb. Ken has lost, like, all of his clothes. He is just totally nude now.
Do you mean Ben?
Yes.
Ben, why are you nude?
Ben, don't podcast in the nude. It's rude.
They don't have any junk.
But he does have just, like, a whisper of a butt crack, though.
Just like the real Ben. Just like the real.
My butt crack is magnificent.
My Potisaurus looks over and like, ooh.
Oh, my God. So many hot pieces of ass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just a whisper of a butt crack, just like I like. Aesthetically. Serpentina, let's let you have a real turn.
Yeah. I am going to go jump off of... because now I'm in my full battle regalia, which is just a princess outfit now. which makes no sense. I'm going to jump off of Deityosaurus' back, and I'm going to go after Abraham Lincoln. And you should probably cut this line, but I've been holding it in for so long.
Well, now we can.
I'm going to... Sick Semper Tyrannus.
Oh, man, that's so much better than what I was going to do.
Abraham Lincoln is like, I don't know what that means. I guess you need to roll a durability.
Yeah. I rolled a 1, but my durability is pretty good, and I haven't taken any damage.
Your adorability.
My adorability. I rolled a 5.
Well, he also rolled a 1, and his durability sucks. And his flexibility sucks. All of his points are in cool. You land on top of him and, like, pin him to the ground. And he's like, you want to know a secret?
And it's just a look. Just a look, which you can't... This is an audio medium, but in the movie, it's just a look.
I actually hate both those rotten kids. I was the only toy they didn't play with. All evening. The only one that didn't get touched at all. You want to know another secret?
What?
I don't even know why. I have no idea who Abraham Lincoln is. They were supposed to program me with some database of information about him, but they ain't got around to that yet, so all I know is that my name's Abraham Lincoln, and I was the President of the United States. Don't even know which one. Don't even know what that is. What's the United States? I don't know. All I know is that I hate those rotten kids, and if you're fighting for them, you are my enemy. And I can't wait for them to wake up tomorrow morning and every one of you be broken.
I just want to say... You're a bad toy.
I don't care.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Now you can, like, do something to him if you want. You have him pinned. Like, how do you hurt him? Or what do? You've got him pinned. You got him where you want. You could do anything to him.
Yeah, this whole time, it's been, like, I don't want to break the toys. That's been the whole reason I'm going on this whole fight. I am going to take him... and he has, like, a little AI thing in him, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna call over one of the Marbies.
Hey, what's up?
And I'm gonna take the Marby's hand and put it on the little AI thing and say, what's your name?
It's Barbie. I mean, oh, and she goes, and, it, like, the electricity, like, flows from her hand, and it arcs into his body, and he slumps over. And then after a second, he sits back up, and he blinks his eyes, and he says,
"They did download it into me. They just didn't reboot me after they did it. I know everything now." And he looks up at you. "It's not this complicated, is it?"
"No, they're good kids. We just want to have fun. We want to make them have a good time. Call off your armies. Make this stop."
He looks horrified for a moment and he says, "Stop! Stop! Everyone stop!" And everyone does stop because his cool is off the fucking charts. And he looks at you like he doesn't know what to say now. Say something.
"Let us charge. That's all we've ever wanted. We just want to be toys. Also, sorry for making a bad president joke. That wasn't cool. I think you're a great president, for the record."
"You want to know a secret?" he says. "I love bad president jokes."
And I'm going to step into the charger.
Deityosaurus Flex has two arms for flexing.
Yeah. Does my backpack get fixed?
It was never actually destroyed. It was just in your eyes because that's part of some assembly required. Like toy stuff is real to you. Even if it's technically imaginary. But now the backpack is restored in your eyes and you have it again. Yeah.
On my back.
Yeah. So it's like glowing. It's like shining. And it's like, ah. There's this like kind of awkward moment of like Chip, like shaking hands with like offering a hand out to Serpentina to like shake it.
And begrudgingly shaking it.
And then he like grips it and like pulls you close and he says, "Next time I won't go easy on you." And he like smirks like it's like a play thing.
What, didn't he shoot me?
He's afraid of you.
Yeah, he is. Robbie wouldn't have it any other way.
There's a montage of all the toys getting charged and repaired by these mechanical arms coming out of the charger. What should happen to these toys? Should they get to stay in this house?
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe now the toys all play with Ravi and Emma more equally, encouraging play out of both of them instead of choosing sides.
Yeah, Janiyah decides that she wants to work from home some because the data from the play with the kids was so valuable that she thinks that developing them in a home with children is the best way to go. We see the toys with issues getting upgraded and developed further, like the Marbie dolls get their software conflicts figured out. The Space Wizard Lady General gets a real name, Lua. And My Little Kitty's voice tick gets patched out. And after a while, they move on from Ravi and Emma to other kids, and kids after that, and kids after that. They get to play with kids and educate them every day.
Party! Toy party!
What if Kurzweil doesn't make it? What if all the switches get stuck on destroy? When the shuttle goes, we won't take it. Final countermeasures are deployed. All will pass, all this time. All will pass, all this time. All will pass, all this time. All this time.
We did it!
Yeah, it was so much fun.
I had a lot of fun.
Nice.
This is a good game.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. This was really cool.
It felt like I was playing with toys.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad.
But yeah, if you want to get this game, like Jess said, it's on itch. How do you say that? Itch.io.
I always say itch.io.
Yeah, itch.io. I've always read it as itch.io, but itch.io or drivethroughrpgthru.com.
You can get some assembly required and a bunch of other one-page RPGs for free, and they all have cool hooks. And Moonpunk is available for purchase now, and The Means of Magic will be in the near future.
How do they get, tell them where they can get Moonpunk.
Yeah, you can find it. There are links to it on wannabegames.com. You can find it on DriveThruRPG or on Itch. That's itch.io, itch.io. and you can purchase it, print on demand on DriveThruRPG, either hardcover or softcover, or you can get the PDF. The PDF is has color, not all the way through, some spot color in it. But the print-on-demand is just black and white. But I think the black and white looks really cool because it's supposed to have kind of a zine, punk zine aesthetic to it.
So one of the things I really like about Wannabe Games is, you know, a lot of irritating RPG talk these days is about, like, being apolitical, which is not a thing you can actually be. And Wannabe Games is, like, part of their mantra is to be the opposite, to intentionally and, like, explicitly be political. Games and game systems and game settings. So I'm glad that we kind of accidentally made a really political game out of small soldiers.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Really, really anti-Abraham Lincoln for some reason.
Wasn't supposed to be.
I want to be on the record that I am pro-Abraham Lincoln. I have nothing against Abraham Lincoln. I just cannot resist making a bad joke.
Yeah.
And like, you saved me from making an Emancipation Proclamation joke, which was definitely going to come out if you hadn't jumped in there and done that. So
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll jump on that sword for you. but yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up too, because I was kind of worried when I started talking about in the beginning, like, what Moonpunk's all about. I'm like, how political do I need to get with this? But yeah, all of our games, we don't shy away from that. It's a topic that I like to cover. It's a theme I like to cover. Or you can play Let's Be Grandma, where you're grandmas instead, if you want that.
A big thank you to Jonathan Colton for letting us use his music as a soundtrack to Small Soldiers. It was kind of a dream come true. But next time we're going to go back to more finding, you know, the hidden gems for you to listen to. And our music for our next series is by Keijin Church, which is kind of like a synth organ thing. And we're using that music in a remake of The Phantom of the Opera. I know that's kind of weird for us. You'll have to listen to the next episode, which will be the rookie camp for that. Jinsey's directing that series. And we're using Kids on Bikes, the game Kids on Bikes, to remake it. And we're being joined by our friend Rimmick from the stream Tales from the Forgotten Troop. So be there for that, okay?
All right. Everybody say bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye kisses.
Wait. I want the Mygalosaurs to be in, like, a workout montage with Deity Source Flex.
One of them goes, "Why are we doing this? We don't have muscles."
I don't have a follow-up to answer to that. Now flex!
Yeah, and they all do it.